What's there? Well, if I told you where we were going, it wouldn't be a surprise now, would it? Okay, one hint. They sometimes check ID at the door. No, not a bar. It's the middle of the day. I'm classier than that. Too late for another hint, sweetheart. It's just around the corner. What? Are you surprised? In a good way? Good. Considering some of your tastes, I'm a little surprised you haven't been here already. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest one in the city. I know those mannequins in the storefront are a little tacky, but believe me, there are much more interesting things than that lingerie on the inside. Oh? Sure, yeah. There's a cafe with outdoor seating right there. We can steal a table for a few minutes. Everything all right? Come on, I thought you'd be excited. What's wrong? Well, yeah, it might feel a little awkward when you first get inside, but believe me, everyone in that store is just as open-minded as you are. You don't have anything to worry about. Have you really never been in one before? I just assumed. Oh, well, yeah, I guess it's pretty easy to find all that stuff online. But in my opinion, it's more fun to actually go in and look. And I find that the stuff from this place is less likely to break after one use or otherwise malfunction. Remember those handcuffs? When the key wouldn't turn? I thought I was going to have to saw you out of there. Seriously, though. We don't have to go. I thought it would be fun for you, but if it's not, don't worry about it. There's plenty of other things to do around here. We can still have a good day. Really? Okay, you're gonna love it. I promise. I didn't know where to start my first time either. But I like that they have the more comfortable things at the front. Like that little game section. Cards. Sex dice. A board game for some reason. I wonder how that works. Come on, darling. Something else catch your eye? Lead the way. I promise no one's looking at you. And if they are, they definitely aren't judging you. They're all in here too, aren't they? No one's that much of a hypocrite. Well, you got over that fear pretty quickly, didn't you? This place has a reputation for doing that. You get very comfortable very fast. Still, I'll grab one of those bags so you don't have to carry everything in your hand. Just drop anything you want right inside. You really seem like you're starting to enjoy yourself. What's that? Oh, you know I'm gonna see it eventually, right? I was thinking that tonight we could try out some of our purchases. You know, make sure you made the right decisions. Although I doubt that they have a refund policy. I guess it's only fair that you get to surprise me today, too. This was a pretty big one to pull on you, but are you going to be able to get through this without me right by your side? You seemed pretty nervous just a few minutes ago. I get it. You get used to it pretty quickly. I told you you'd love it, didn't I? Alright, here's what we're gonna do. Since you seem to be doing alright in here, I'm gonna give you my card and step out. You can buy whatever you want. However, whatever you buy, I will be testing out on you tonight. So don't get more than you can handle. Or do. I know you don't mind being a little overwhelmed. Okay. I'll be right outside. Call me if you need anything. Or if you decide this isn't for you. Otherwise, of course, I won't peek until we get home. Oh. Have fun. I know you'll make good choices. No, I didn't peek, I promise, but I am starting to feel very curious. Why don't you go to our bedroom and lay everything out for me? I'll be right there. No reason. I just like making you wait. Go. I'll be there soon. Oh. When I told you to lay everything out, I didn't think that you'd be including yourself. No. Stay right where you are. You look gorgeous. All splayed out on my bed like that. Don't move an inch. But, look at that. You left your clothes all balled up on the floor. You know you're not supposed to do that. I reminded you about it just a few days ago. Are you trying to get yourself in trouble? Oh, well. Let's see what you picked out for us. I think we'll use this one first. As a consequence for that little oversight. Turn over on your stomach. So that's how a flogger sounds on a mattress. Interesting, but I think I'll prefer the noise it makes when it cracks against your skin. Don't you agree? So glad we're on the same page. What a shame. You look so pretty right now. I'm gonna have to mark you up. It's a pretty sound, too. But you being very quiet. Don't tell me you're scared. You picked this out all by yourself. Can't possibly be regretting it now. I think you made a very good choice. Truly, I do. Nice firm handle. Nice long tails. Very well done, sweetheart. I couldn't have done better myself. How was that? How many was it? You sure? Did you count the first one? No, you didn't. That's unfortunate. I guess we'll just have to start again. They might not all land on your ass this time. Can't have you getting bored. Let's do 10. Count out loud, okay? I don't want you losing track again and getting all worn out. Not when we have so much left to do. Ready? I missed. Such a cute reaction from you, though. No, sweetheart. That one didn't count. That one did. Yeah. God, you're getting loud. But I think you picked out something to deal with that, didn't you? There it is. I thought we already had a ball gag. But this one is very pretty. It's velvet on the strap. Another excellent choice. We'll get to that in a moment. Oh, sweetheart, you have such a pretty mouth. I don't want to cover it up just yet. Sit up. Look at me. Get on your knees. Not yet. You're so eager. It's very cute, but we're missing something. As much as I love the way you're staring up at me right now, I do think that a blindfold will add a little something special. Think of it as yet another surprise. Now, tilt your head down a little bit. A little bit more. Yeah, that's right. You don't want it slipping off. Perfect. You can't see through it at all, can you? Good. Now, stick out your tongue. That's right. Good girl. Do you realize how much you're leaning forward right now? No, no. Stay right where you are. See? You don't even have to move. Just let me get myself all wet on your tongue. You want more, yeah? Let's make a few small adjustments first. Hands behind your back. Wrists together. Better. Nice and tight. Not too tight, right? Good. Tilt your head up. Ask nicely and I'll let you keep going. Good girl. No more. We have to try everything you picked out today, remember? That's the deal we made. Stand up. Or try to, anyways. There you go. Now turn around. Lean over. Here, I'll help you. Spread your legs a little wider. Yeah, that's right. Why are you squirming like that? Somewhere that will leave a mark. Like that. Or that. Oh, well, now you're being noisy again. I suppose I'll have to deal with that. Alright, open your mouth. Wider. There. Make a fist if it's too tight. Can't push it out of your mouth either, though, can you? Give it a try. All right, stop. It's not going anywhere. Now let's see what it does for all that noise you've been making. Quite an improvement. But let's see how it handles some of the other sounds you like making. Doesn't do much to drown out those pretty little moans, does it? But I prefer drawing them out anyways. You left something out of that little collection on the dresser, didn't you? Hmm? You're sure? Because I could have sworn that I saw something. I know, but I was curious. I didn't take a good look, but there was a box that didn't quite fit any of the other things we've been playing with. And knowing you, I'm sure... Yes, your favorite little hiding spot. Let's see. Oh. I should have guessed. You probably thought that this didn't count, right? That it was just for you? Yeah, well, I happen to disagree. Not just because it goes against our deal, but because, well... because I really love seeing you get overwhelmed. Just make the signal if it's really too much. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep your hips up like this and hold it right here. The whole time. You seem excited. You feel excited. Can't even lie still. We'll start slow. Although I can't guarantee that it'll stay that way for long. Not if you're ready. You're shaking. No, you couldn't stop it for very long, even if you tried, so just don't try. Just let it happen. Don't come yet. Oh no, you can do it. You can do it. Just hold yourself back for a little. Not yet. I know you can control yourself. You can moan around all that gag all you want, pull at this rope like you're trying to break it apart. Just don't break that one little rule. Oh, God. Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're close. Oh, you're close. You're close. You're so close. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, yeah. Come on. Come on, yeah. Come on now. Come on. Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, you're so fucking wet. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Come for me. Come for me, baby. Now. Now, 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 now. Come on. Come on. I can't hold it in. Come. Oh yeah. Oh, that's fucking right. Oh my God. Oh. Oh fuck yeah. Oh. Oh yeah, baby. Oh my God. Let's get you out of all this, okay? Hello. Still happy with your choices? Good. Me too. Happy I brought you there today. Oh, believe me. I am very happy about that as well. Do you need anything? Massage, water. All right. I'll be right back. I'm all right. Yeah, that was a lot of fun for me, too. Did you have a favorite part? Yeah. We can definitely do that again. Of course, I'll change things up a bit to keep it interesting, but... At the end? Yeah, I thought you would like that. I wasn't completely sure. That's why I made it very clear that I would stop if you wanted me to. But okay, good. No, of course I'm not upset. You didn't tell me about it. I understand that it was probably for my benefit. But I don't want you to have to think that way. It's really no different from any other toy. I like seeing you enjoy yourself, and if that helps you, then I'm happy with it. I did try to guess what you might pick out. I actually got most of them right, but I didn't expect the blindfold. They're such a classic that I completely forgot about them, and it's crazy we didn't already have one. Not a bad choice at all. Well, I might have made a couple additions. Not all at once, though. Even though you can only handle so much. Well, once you're tired of all this, we can go shopping again. Although, based on your reactions, I don't know if that'll be anytime soon. I'll stay with you next time. Or maybe I'll go by myself and surprise you. It's a deal.